2 Kings 24. I want to talk really about Jehoiachin, but a couple of points in verses 3 and 4, where we're told that God is going to judge Judah to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood which Yahweh would not pardon. Wait a minute. Manasseh repented at the end of his life. It was one of the most amazing repentances that a guy who reigned for 55 years and did more evil than anybody was won over finally by the patience and the grace and the continual searching of God. So what does it mean then that Yahweh would not pardon the innocent blood? I think that it means that the consequences of Manasseh's sin continued. There was not repentance amongst the people, even though there was for Manasseh personally, and so the consequences and the influence of that sin still had to be judged. So sin does have consequence, obviously, as you see in the life of David, and yet that is not to say that you are not saved. The fact you may be living with the consequence of sin does not mean God has not forgiven you. Well, what I really want to talk about is verse 8. Jehoiachin was 18 when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, the form of Nehushtan, the copper thing, the name of the snake, the serpent that they worshipped, hinting that she was an idolater. And what do you know at 18? Well, you don't really know much at 18. We'd all cut ourselves a lot of slack. Oh, yeah, I did that when I was 18, but yeah, look, I was only 18. Well, I think it shows that God does count you to be responsible, probably from a very young age. Certainly at 18, you are culpable. And the guy reigned for 70 days, 3 months, let's say. He's 18 years old, and he's judged for how he lived, as I calculated, for 70 days. Well, that just shows the intensity of importance that God attaches to every day. But then you scratch your head and you think about Manasseh, who reigned for 55 years, who was easily the most evil king of Judah, and you think, well, why did God let him cough and hack his way on for 55 years when he was doing so much evil, killing prophets, killing innocent people, leading people into sin? Why did he let that go for 55 years? But this 18-year-old gets 70 days and then bang. Well, Manasseh did repent at the end, whereas Jehoiachin apparently didn't. This raises a window, I think, onto one of the most difficult questions which there is, which is the fate of children. Why do children die young? And another related question, why do so many apparently live and die never having heard the name of Jesus Christ? I do not know the answers to those questions, and I have elsewhere suggested that those questions are structured into our human experience intentionally, because this whole problem of evil is there to elicit our humility, because there is no answer. There's intentionally no answer, because it is there, as I say, to test and develop our humility and our trust. But I think arising from this comparison of Jehoiachin, who was 18, reigns for 70 days, bang, he's judged. Manasseh reigns for 55 years, repents at the end. I think you begin to see something of a possible, I won't say an answer, but I'll say a possible perspective on the whole question of death of children, death of people who've never heard the gospel and so on. And I think it would be this, that God knows whether someone is going to repent given the opportunity. He knows that. And he calculates that somehow into his game plan with people. In other words, the child that dies, the people who live and die never having heard the name of Jesus Christ, apparently, as far as we know, with no hope of any future, living and dying as the animals, man that it is in honour and doesn't understand, is like the beasts that perish and so on. I think that God knew from the beginning that were they to be presented with the gospel, they would say no. And so they weren't presented with it. Now, of course, we don't want to hear that answer, really. I've had children, and you do go through, any parent has gone through these questions. And even if you're not a parent, you, as a sensitive, normal, decent person, would have struggled with these issues, I'm sure. And, yeah, there is no answer. I will not say here is the pat answer and everyone says, oh, great, now I understand. Because, as I say, these issues are built into our human experience, our human, if you like, intellectual experience, to elicit humility from us and trust. That's what faith means. It means to trust. To trust that God is right and will do the right thing. But as I say, comparing these two men, the 18-year-old who reigns for 70 days and is evil, bang, end of, and Manasseh who reigns 55 years, does incredible evil, murdering people and filling Jerusalem with blood from one end to the other, leading them into sin, putting idols into the temple, as we read in chapter 21 of 2 Kings. Yet he goes on, coughs and acts his way through for 55 years of reigning. But he repents at the end. Jehoiachin had a far shorter window of opportunity. But I guess you could say, well, God knew that he wasn't going to, and so he didn't. All we can say then is that God, in his love and in his grace, does know best. And how long you live in this world is not an indication of how pleased God is with you. The whole idea of long life being a sign of blessing is for the old covenant. The Lord Jesus didn't have a long life, did he? And therefore, I think under the new covenant, this is not the case, that if God's mad with you, you die young. God's happy with you, he gives you a long life. Not necessarily at all. In fact, you see a lot of folks in old age who really would wish to be dead. Quite honestly, the length of years that they're given is not necessarily a blessing. And so, use your life. Whatever window of opportunity God's given us, use it. And as I say, I hope that this comparison of Jehoiachin and Manasseh may help us to some degree to have a window onto this vexed question of evil and why people die never having heard the gospel, why kids die young. You could say, well, they never had a chance. No, they didn't, because God foresaw what would happen were they to be given that chance.